Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. Yup, it's Wednesday morning, April the 12th. I'm about to hop on this train to head to New York City for the final game of the season. The Sixers play the New York Knicks in game 82. It's funny, the game is going to be at Madison Square Garden, but I have a couple cousins in New York, and whenever I talk to them, they always say, it's MSG, Keith. It's MSG, Keith. Yeah, I sound crazy, but that's just how crazy they sound whenever I talk to them, and they try to correct me about MSG Keith. But today I got a lot to talk to y'all about. You know, I want to talk to y'all about, you know, the Sixers, you know, where they stand in the lottery and why it's important for them to lose this game, just like they lost the, I believe, their last seven games of the season. Also, I want to talk about Ben Simmons. You know, Ben Simmons has some good news. Also, I want to tell you why I think that it doesn't matter and that he shouldn't have to play Summer League if he doesn't want to. You know, that's kind of like going to become a little debate because people think he should play because I get it. They want to see him play. You know, and then I want to talk about, you know, the Sixers, what they need looking forward. Like, they need some shooters. I mean, Ben Simmons and Embiid, they're trying to build the team around them. So they're going to be the superstars, so to speak. So they need to fill the roster out with the with guys around them. So they need to get some shooters. But first, you know, the news of the day really, even though it's the Sixers' final game of the regular season, the news of the day is Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, as some of you probably know, Twitter went crazy yesterday afternoon when he tweeted a picture of a green check. You know, a green check. And everyone was like, what does this mean? What does this mean? Hours later, Tuesday night, he comes out with a video. And he's basically saying, I've been cleared. You know, I got, my foot is healthy. You know, green check, we live, basically. This guy has been cleared to, you know, do basketball activities, like, you know, full scrimmage. Now, we all know that, you know, he's been doing some 5-on-0 scripting. He's been dunking the ball. So, you know, this basically is just confirms everything that, you know, the Sixers think or thought leading up, that now his foot is finally, you know, healed 100%. And before, it wasn't that bad. What it was is he had an inside portion of the bone, the inside underneath, you know, was still fractured a little bit. It wouldn't show up in an x-ray, but it would show up in a CAT scan. So that's the reason why they were a little bit, they didn't want to play him. That's the reason why they shut him down. But he's here now. Now, I get it. People can't wait to see this guy get on the floor. They can't wait to see him, you know, run the point, get out on a fast break, do a bounce pass from half court like he did last summer to a young up-and-coming guy, maybe a Timothy Luwalu if he has to play again in summer league. Or, you know, they can't wait to see, you know, if he worked on his shot. You know, they can't wait to just see this guy in any type of 5-on-5 activity. However, I do not feel that it's important for Ben Simmons to play. Here's my reasoning. you know, we the Sixers want to see Ben Simmons get to the regular season healthy. They do. You know, they don't want any setbacks. Yes, he's been cleared to do whatever he wants. But at the end, and at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, they're going to have some open runs at the team's practice facility. You know, they're going to do some other things. I think that, you know, they want to take their time, and I think it's best for them to take their time to gradually get him where he needs to be. Because you cannot have another setback. You know, there's, you know, there's been times, and we talked about this before, I've written about it. You're probably tired of hearing about it. But they thought Kevin Durant was 100% healthy. He comes back and he gets injured. Now, I know people say, look, Pompey, Kevin Durant came back a couple months after he had the surgery. Ben Simmons has been out for 8 months, 7-8 months. I get that. But Kevin Durant's foot healed quicker than Ben Simmons did. So when we talk about that time frame of, you know, 3 months compared to 7 or 8, you know, you have to throw that out. You gotta start thinking about when Kevin Durant's foot was fully healed and he came back compared to Ben Simmons. So, you know, he needs a couple months to get his foot right. You know, to make sure that everything, there's no setback. He has to get back in shape. He has to do stuff like that. You know, he'll do it. He'll do it. But I don't think that is really, really important for him to play summer league. Now, would it be nice? Of course. It would be nice to see him out there. It would be nice for him to learn more about the point guard position. It would be nice to critique him against live bodies, other guys who, you know, are trying to make the league. You know, but the thing is, and it's not a knock against summer league, but a lot of these guys playing in the summer league aren't going to make the league. You know, it's like, I remember my first year covering the Sixers, there were certain guys on the Sixers team who I'm like, whoa, this guy is going to be a good pro. He's the real deal. Oh man, he, look at him, he's this, he's that. And they didn't even make their teams. You know, and then could you see them once the preseason came? It's like they couldn't compete on that level in the preseason. And that's the NBA game goes up another notch in the regular season. So while it looks good, it's not really, I mean, it's not really a fair way to judge how we think Ben Simmons is going to do. You know, it's like, okay, he dominated a dude that he would have dominated if he was in college. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, these are guys who are, you know, a lot of guys playing overseas, a lot of guys trying to latch on with NBA teams or just, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, it's really, they have no future in the NBA. So that's one thing. But I get what people are saying because I'm telling you, I would love to see him play. I would love to write about it, you know. But at the same time, it's not important for his long-term development. You know, the Sixers have already come out and said, you know, like, hey, we're, you know, Brett Brown said a couple of days ago, hey, it's not important. You know, would we like to see him play? Sure. They thought maybe that it would have been better for him to play the final third of the season against actual NBA talent to see if he could play the point guard. The summer league is cool, but I think, and not a knock against the fans, because I love y'all, but I think that the summer league is more for y'all than is really going to be for development. You know, again, and what I know, that sounds crazy, but what I'm saying is the caliber of play is not going to make Ben Simmons a better point guard. He'll be better off having open runs, you know, doing stuff, going up against Jared Bayless, going up against Gerald Henderson, you know, going up against, you know, whomever comes into the gym to see if they can make him a better player. So, hey, that's my two cents on Ben Simmons. Now, let's talk about tonight's game. Tonight's game is, You know, they're going to go up against the Knicks. Right now, the Sixers and the Orlando Magic are tied for the fourth worst, you know, record in the league. So, you know, basically, if that continues, if both of these teams lose tonight, or if both of them win tonight, they will still have the fourth worst, be tied for the fourth worst record. In that scenario, what will happen is that they will split the lottery balls, all but one, because it will be an uneven number. So they will split the lottery balls and have a coin flip. The winner of the coin flip will get that extra lottery ball, right? So that's what's going to happen right then and there. However, if the Sixers win if Orlando loses, hope I didn't say Indiana before, but it's because it's Orlando Magic. I was looking at Indiana on TV, but if Orlando loses, Sixers win, Orlando gets the fourth slot, the Sixers get the fifth slot, right? And then if it goes the other way around, then of course the Sixers will get the fourth and the five. So, you know, there's a lot that could happen now. Right now, because the Sixers are guaranteed to finish to finish with at least the fifth worst record, right? If that holds up, then the Sixers can finish no worse than eighth in the lottery, right? And even getting eighth is a stretch. I think it's like a 0.8% chance that they will fall to eighth. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's something that it's not like they're finishing, you know, with a guaranteed top four pick that you would get if you had the worst record. But I think there are some good players still available for them to get at the eighth pick. Now, here's the thing. We talked about the shooters. The Sixers need to get some shooters. And when you think about this draft, there's a lot of great players in this draft. But to me, there are only two solid shooters who can come in and step in right now and fill in. Now, there are some other guys in this draft, some phenomenal point guards. But, you know, Sixers are trying to see what they can do with Ben Simmons as the point guard. So, you know, like, it will be one of those things. And some of these guys are good shooters, but they're not great shooters. So the thing is, if you have a guy like a Ben Simmons who is not a great shooter, right, and then you bring in another point guard guy, and both of these guys are ball heavy, I mean, ball dominant, it's one of those things where, what do you do? Are people going to get in the way? The space is going to be crazy. But there's these two guys, one being Markelle Fultz and Malik Monk. Markelle Fultz from Washington, who will probably go first or second in the first one or two in the draft. And then Malik Monk, for whatever reason, his stock is like a little sliding a little bit. So he could slide from like anywhere from 6 to 8. So these are the two guys I think that will really, really help the Sixers. I mean, you got a guy, Fultz, you know, he's, you know, regarded as the best player in the draft. I mean, you know, this guy, he could play on the ball, he could play off the ball, you know, a little bit. He's kind of like a combo guard. He's a great shooter, a great finisher. I mean, you know, it's one of these things where you look at it and you say, dang, does this guy have any weaknesses? You know, now he has been criticized because he went to, you know, Washington, and Washington struggled mightily this year. I mean, I'm talking about they struggled big time. But, you know, the thing is, the only question mark that I have, like I said, he can play off the ball, but it's one of those things where he's better creating when he has the ball, like, you know, doing stuff like that. But what does that do with him and Ben Simmons? Now, I know that these two guys are good friends and they'll try to work something out. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, like, is it going to be a mesh? But the Sixers may not have the opportunity to get him because, you know, they will probably have to be a top two pick. They probably have to have a top two selection in order to even be available to draft this guy. So, you know, it may be wishful thinking getting him. Now, Monk, he should be available. And the only knock that I have on him is that he's only 6'3 as a two guard. He's not a point guard. He's a two guard. But this guy could flat out shoot. He's clutch. And he's a hard worker. I'm talking about a hard worker. Like, you hear stories about this guy getting to the gym early, putting up shots, staying late at Kentucky, you know. So he's the type of guy that, you know, who Brett Brown would love. He's the type of guy that, you know, would basically fulfill a need, man. Ben Simmons will set him up, make it better for him. He should be able to hit some outside threes that's going to create space for Embiid. So I think that these two guys right here are, are guys that the Sixers should really look at strongly. Now, my thing is, if the Sixers get a top two pick, and if Fultz is there, you have to take him. If you get number one pick, you have to take him. And, you know, you say to him and Ben, like, hey, y'all, we want to really make this thing work out. If you can't get him, it will be great. If Monk was a solid addition, you know, I think that, you know, that will work out. You know, Ball out of UCLA is good, but I just think that he and Ben Simmons are similar. The difference is he's a better shooter than Simmons, but he's the type of guy who's wants to get out there and make his teammates better. He has to have the ball in his hands, and I don't know if that's going to work out well together with those two. But hey, y'all. I want to thank y'all for listening, taking the time. I know I get to rambling from time to time, but I appreciate you. And I guess tomorrow's going to be a little different when I wake up and I'm like, wow, no more games. But I guess after that point, the focus turns to the lottery. And then after that, it turns to the draft. And then it turns to summer league. And then in August and September, it turns to hanging out with the family and friends. But hey, we got a long way from then. But I want to appreciate y'all. I want to thank y'all, and I appreciate y'all for listening to me. And have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.